Welcome to the deep dive, where we cut through the noise to give you the essentials fast. Today, we're getting stuck into something really interesting, actually. A pretty rebellious open source project shaking things up in the AI data world. We're talking about Crawl for AI. It's a web crawler, yes, but it's specifically designed to take the chaos of the internet and turn it into clean, structured data that large language models can actually use. So our mission today, simple. We're going to unpack the tech docs, the GitHub buzz. I mean, this thing has over 55,000 stars. It's the most popular crawler out there right now, and figure out what problem it really solves, and importantly, how its whole approach is built around LLMs. We want this to be a really clear starting point for you, even if you're just dipping your toes into modern data pipelines. But before we dive in, a quick shout out to our supporter for this deep dive, SafeServer. SafeServer helps with hosting powerful software like Crawl for AI and can really support your digital transformation. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de.
Okay, let's set the scene.
If you're building anything with AI today, especially stuff like Argo Retrieval Augmented Generation.
Right, where the model needs to pull in outside info.
Exactly, you hit this wall immediately. The web is just messy for machines, anyway. It's full of junk menus, ads, footers, all that boilerplate. Feed that raw stuff to an LLM. You're wasting tokens like crazy, and, well, the answers you get back aren't great.
That really is the heart of the problem. It's not just about grabbing data anymore, it's about cleaning it, structuring it as you grab it. And that's where Crawl for AI came from. It's open source, a crawler and scraper. Yeah, but its main job, its whole philosophy, is being LLM friendly. The key output, the revolutionary bit, is that it turns the web into clean, LLM-ready markdown.
Markdown. That's the magic ingredient, isn't it? It's simple, keeps the structure, headers, lists, but ditches all the messy HTML and CSS that just inflates token counts and confuses the AI.
Precisely. And the backstory is kind of amazing, actually.
Yeah.
Pure developer frustration, really. The founder, who has a background in NLP, was trying to scale up data gathering back in 2023 and found the existing tools were just lacking. They were either closed source and expensive, or they pretended to be open source, but then you needed accounts, API tokens. Sometimes there were hidden fees. It felt like a lock-in.
Right, blocking affordable access to do serious work. So what happened? Sounds like someone got pretty fired up.
Oh, yeah. He literally said he went into turbo anger mode. This wasn't some big corporate project. It was personal. He built Crawl for AI fast, put it out there as open source for availability, meaning anyone could just grab it, no strings attached, with the goal of affordability. The whole idea is democratizing knowledge, making sure a structured text, images, metadata, all prepped for AI, isn't stuck behind a paywall.
Okay, that explains the massive GitHub following. That drive for openness. But developers need tools that actually work, not just ones with a good story. So let's shift gears. What are the technical chops that make this thing stand out? Speed and control seem to be big selling points.
Definitely. Performance and control are paramount. They call it fast in practice, and that comes down to smart design choices. Like, it uses an async browser pool. For anyone new to that, async just means it doesn't do things one by one. It juggles hundreds of browser requests at the same time. This cuts down waiting time, uses your hardware way more efficiently.
Right, that makes sense. A big efficiency boost right there. But the web fights back, doesn't it? Sites use JavaScript, load things late, and they're actively trying to block bots. How does Crawl for AI handle that minefield?
That's where full browser control comes in. It's not pretending to be a browser. It's actually driving real browser instances. It uses something called the Chrome Developer Tools Protocol. So it sees the page exactly like you would. It runs the JavaScript, waits for stuff to load in, handles those images that only appear when you scroll down lazy loading.
Oh, okay.
And it can even simulate scrolling down the page, what they call full page scanning, to grab content on those infinite scroll sites.
Okay, that's clever, but let's talk bot detection. That's the big headache for many people, right?
Yeah.
You mentioned stealth mode. Sounds great, but doesn't running a full browser, trying to look human, make everything much slower and heavier? What's the real-world trade-off there for getting past Cloudflare or Akamai?
That's a fair question, absolutely. There's always a trade-off. Running a full browser is more resource-intensive than a simple request, no doubt. But Crawl for AI tries to balance that with the async stuff and smart caching we mentioned. And honestly, the benefit of stealth mode, which uses configurations to mimic a real user, often outweighs the cost, because the alternative is just getting blocked, failing the crawl completely. Plus, it handles the practical things you need, like using proxies, managing sessions so you can stay logged in, keeping cookies persistent if you need to scrape behind a login.
Got it. So it's fast, it's sneaky when it needs to be, and it really controls the browser environment. Now let's get to the AI part of Crawl for AI. The output is AI friendly, clear, But how does the crawler itself use intelligence, not just to grab stuff, but to filter it, maybe even learn? This feels like the core innovation.
Yeah, this is where you see features really tailored for optimizing tokens and boosting REACH performance. It starts with how it generates the markdown. You've got your basic clean markdown, which just strips out the obvious HTML junk.
Right.
But then there's fit markdown. This uses heuristic-based filtering.
Okay, heuristic filtering. Can you break that down a bit? For someone new to this, what does that actually mean for the data they get?
Sure. Think of heuristics as smart rules of thumb. The crawler uses these rules to guess what parts of a web page are probably useless. You know, navigation menus, sidebars, footers, maybe comment sections. Fit Markdown tries to identify and just delete that stuff automatically. Imagine cutting, say, 40% of the useless words, the tokens from a page, just by being smart about removing the boilerplate. That saves you real money on LLM calls. But more importantly, it makes your REACH system way more accurate because the AI is only looking at the actual content, the important stuff.
Right. Efficiency through intelligence. Makes sense. What if I have a really specific goal? Like, I only want the Q4 earnings numbers from a company site. How does it filter out all the other noise?
For that kind of targeted crawl, it can use the BM25 algorithm.
BM25.
Yeah. It's a well-known ranking function from information retrieval. Mm-hmm. Basically, think of it as a sophisticated way to score how relevant a piece of text is to your specific search query. So if you tell the crawler you're looking for Q4 2024 earnings report, BM25 helps ensure the final markdown focuses tightly on text related to those terms. It helps ignore the CEO's blog post or the company picnic photos.
Okay, now this is where it gets really cutting edge based on the source docs. Adaptive crawling. My understanding is this helps the crawler know when it's found enough information, like when to stop.
Spot on. And that's huge for saving resources. Old school crawlers just follow links deeper and deeper until they hit some arbitrary limit. Super wasteful. Adaptive crawling is smarter. It uses these advanced information foraging algorithms, fancy term, but basically. The crawler learns the site structure as it goes. It's constantly asking, is the new information I'm finding actually relevant to the original query?
Yeah.
And it figures out when it's gathered enough information to likely answer that query based on a confidence level you can set.
So instead of blindly following 50 links and maybe only 10 were useful, it might stop after 15 because it thinks, okay, I probably got what I need.
Exactly that. You set a threshold, it hits it,
yeah.
And that specific crawl job shuts down. It's optimizing based on knowledge gathering, not just link counting.
Very smart. Efficiency and intelligence working together. Okay, one more intelligence piece. Structured data. Tables are vital, right? For databases, training models. But huge tables can crash scrapers.
Yeah, memory limits are a classic problem. Crawl4 AI tackles this with what they call revolutionary LLM table extraction. Mm. You can still use the old way CSS selectors, XPath, but it can also use LLMs directly for pulling out table data. The clever part is intelligent chunking. Instead of trying to load a massive multi-page table into memory all at once, which often fails, it breaks the table into smaller, manageable pieces, uses the LLM to process each chunk, extract the data, clean it up, and then stitches the results back together seamlessly. It's built for handling really big data sets.
That covers the what and how brilliantly. So, last piece, deployment. How easy is it for, say, a developer or a small team to actually get this thing running and plugged into their workflow?
Well, the basic install is super easy if you use Python. Just pip install -u crawl4i, standard stuff. But they clearly built it knowing that real-world, large-scale use needs more than just running it on your laptop.
Which naturally leads to their Docker setup, I imagine.
Exactly. The Docker setup is really key for production. It bundles everything up neatly. You get a ready-to-go fast PI server for handling API requests. It has built-in security with JWT tokens. And it's designed to be deployed in the cloud and handle lots of crawl jobs simultaneously.
And I saw something crucial in the latest update's webhooks. That feels like a major quality of life improvement, right? No more constantly checking if a job is done.
Oh, absolutely. Gets rid of that tedious polling process. The recent version added a full webhook system for the Docker Job Queue API. So yeah, no more polling is the headline there. Crawl4 AI can now actively tell your other systems when a crawl job is finished or when an LLM extraction task is complete. It sends out real-time notifications. They even built in retry logic, so if you're receiving system hiccups, it won't just fail. It makes integration much smoother.
That really brings it all together, doesn't it? Back to that original mission, building an independent, powerful tool that's genuinely accessible. They didn't just build a better crawler, they built a whole transparent ecosystem for getting data.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Their mission is clear about that. fostering a shared data economy, making sure AI gets fed by real human knowledge, staying transparent. That tiered sponsorship program they have is specifically to keep the core project free and independent, true to that original rebellion against walled gardens.
It really is a great summary of Crawl for AI, then. A powerful open source way to bridge the gap between the messy web and what modern AI actually needs, structured, clean data, driven by speed, control, and that really smart adaptive intelligence. But, you know, this space never stands still. Looking at their roadmap, they've got some fascinating ideas cooking. Things like an agentic crawler.
Right, like an autonomous system that can handle complex, multi-step data tasks on its own.
And a knowledge-optimal crawler. It makes you wonder. And here's a final thought for you, our listener, to chew on. If a crawler can learn when to stop because it's satisfied an information need, what other boundaries will AI start redefining in how we find and use data? Could we see AI systems soon that just autonomously manage the entire research process, from asking the question to delivering a structured report? Something to think about. Okay, let's thank our supporter one last time, SafeServer. Remember, they help with hosting and support your digital transformation. Check them out at www.safeserver.de. That's all we have time for in this deep dive. Go explore these ideas further. Happy crawling.